Jack of News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria starts the weekend with a high of 33 degrees. Joburg and Rustenburg a Friday of 31.
In Edenville on the R24 westbound, queuing traffic towards the N12 highway merge.
In your sport, confusion as the Comrades Marathon Association confirms there'll be two staggered starts at this year's Ultra Marathon, and Proteas all-rounder Vian Mulder to play for Sunrisers Hyderabad in the IPL.
We start in Sandton, where three people were killed during a shooting at a restaurant last night.
It is reported that a man with a firearm wanted to enter the restaurant, which has a no firearm policy. And that is when the altercation started, leading to a shooting between the man's bodyguards and securities.
Two of the bodyguards were declared dead on the scene. Gauteng police spokesperson Dimakatsane Bogolwe says the man who pitched up with the bodyguards was injured, along with two other people in the restaurant and a security guard.
The man unfortunately succumbed to his injuries on arrival at the hospital. The man who started this has previously been arrested for a shooting incident also in Sandton last year.
President Cyril Ramaphosa returns to the Johannesburg City Council this morning, this time around to meet with Mayor Dada Morero and his mayoral committee in an attempt to address service delivery challenges. Yesterday, Ramaphosa expressed his concern over the decay in infrastructure in the city. Cliff Shiku has more.
On Thursday, President Ramaphosa did not mince his words about the unpleasant environment he experienced during last month's G20 Foreign Ministers Summit at NASREC. Gauteng officials now have 8 months to get their house in order before the leaders of these countries will be here for the main summit to be held in Johannesburg in November. Ramaphosa called on the Gauteng government to make the province presentable. Today, the Joburg officials are expected to be given their marching orders on addressing non-functional traffic lights, potholes, and rampant crime ahead of the summit. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News in Bramfontein.
More about the president rapping Gauteng leaders over the knuckles yesterday at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. In Washington, U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order establishing a strategic Bitcoin reserve, forcefully endorsing it as a currency. The government stockpile will be composed of digital currency seized in U.S. criminal proceedings. And if you listen carefully, you will hear a carrot and other fresh veggies that make up this whole orchestra. And 11 instruments carved and cut right before the show. This is the world's first and possibly only orchestra to exclusively make music from vegetable instruments. This orchestra was formed in Vienna in Austria back in 1999 and has now been awarded a Guinness World Record after playing 344 concerts. Their instruments include carrots carved into recorders and leeks into mandolins. The instruments only last for about 6 hours.
Oh dear.
And then they start to rot or they lose their shape.
And then you cook them.
Then they make soup from it for those who were at the concert.
Yes, of course.
Compost to keep the concert green. And yes, the performers say they have truly heard it all across the world. They have perfected the art of playing with their food.
It's such a coincidence because sometimes, what do you call those little round things?
Which ones?
The little round one.
A pea.
Brussels sprouts.
Oh, yeah.
When I have Brussels sprouts and broccoli.
That's what the sound is.
I also make music. Which one? Yeah, play it quickly I'll tell you which one.
It's that one. And there's also this one. There's also this one.
Okay.
There's always a...
A what?
That was the carrot, by the way. That was the carrot.
My word. Fantastic.